get another regimental unit, you'd have to have a... So this fellow gets called up.
Mr. President, it would mean a great deal to the morale of the Negro people if you could make some announcement on the role the Negroes will play in the armed forces of the nation.
We did it the other day. When the unit told me this thing.
If you did it yourself.
If you were to make such an announcement,
it would have a tremendous
effect
upon the morale.
I'm making a national defense around this month. I'm talking about the draft of the whole and the reserves and so forth. I'll bring that in.
It would have a tremendous effect because I might say that it is the irritating spot among the Negro people. They feel that they're not wanted in the various armed forces of the country, and they feel they have earned the right to participate in every phase of the government by virtue of their record in past wars for the nation. And consequently, without regard to political complexion, without regard to any sort of idea whatever, the Negroes are a unit, and they are feeling that they are being shoved aside, that they are being discriminated against, and that they are not wanted now.
The main point to get across is that in building up this draft, that we are not, as we did before so much in the World War, confining the Negro in to the non-combat services. We're putting them right in, proportionately, into the combat world.
Well, we feel that's cut out.
Which is something. Yeah, I mean, it's a parody.
Maintain the divisional organization.
Now, what happens after a while? In case of war, those people get shifted from one to the other. The thing we sort of back into.
Mm-hmm.
have one battery out of a regiment of artillery that would be a nickel battery, with the spike battery here and another nickel battery, and gradually working in the field together. You may back into what you're talking about.
What you projected, so that
right. Right.
We can work, I mean, meeting the reality of the situation as they arrive.
And I think, Mr. President, to supplement, if I may, the position of the strike, that idea is working in the field of organized labor. Now, for instance, there are unions where you have Negro business agents,
sure.
Whereas 90% of the members are white.
Yeah.
And you also even have Negroes who are parts of unions in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
They're in the same room with the whites. And if it can work out,
yeah.
on a basis of democracy in the trade unions,
yeah.
it can in the army. And
you take up on the Hudson River where Judge Patterson and I come from, we have a lot of brickworks.
Oh, yes.
Up around Fishkill, the old brickworks. Well, heavens, they have the same union.
Exactly.
Well, the white workers and the Negro workers in those brickworks.
Quite
so. Can go wrong, no trouble at all.
Quite so. And when they come out of their union into the army, well, now, there isn't much justification for separating them, but you know. Colonel Knox, the Navy, what is the position of the Navy on the integration of the Negro in the various...
You have to factor in the Navy, which is not present in the Army. And that was that he's on a little more ship. And if I said to you that I was going to take Negroes into a ship structure, there'd be no time to move them. And to work it, this is the term that I'm doing. And you can't have separate ships that love the Negro crew because every Navy man has to be interchanged.
If you could have a northern ship and a southern ship, it'd be different. But you can't do that.
I'm working there with the president's suggestion on some way of providing a way to permit the Negro patriarchy to serve the babies without raising questions come from white men and black men together living in the same ship.
Well, I think the proportion is going up. One very good reason is that from the old days, up to a few years ago, up to the time of the Philippine Independence Act, practically, go up somewhat, 75 or 80% of the mess people on board ship were Filipinos. And of course we've taken in no Filipinos now for the last, what was it, 4 years ago, 3 years
yeah,
ago?
Right. 2 years.
Taken in no Filipinos whatsoever. And what we're doing, we're replacing them with colored boys. Well, grand, books and so forth and so on.
So
and in that field, they can get up to the highest rating of a chief petty officer.